Thank you very much, Dr. Haltai, for this very interesting presentation. And the fourth lecture, this plenary session, will be presented by Dr. Raimondas Sadzevičius from Lithuania. The title of his presentation is The Global Changes at Aleksandras Stulginskis University in Lithuania.
Hello, dear colleagues. I want to ask at first where you get such beautiful weather, because at my country, these temperatures we will have in about 2 weeks' time. And the heart is singing when I saw the flowers like that, because the winter is still in my country. So I want to represent a little bit some details about my country and, of course, Aleksandras Stulginskis University. It was former University of Agriculture. So let's start. So the flag, as represented from Lithuania, is three colors. The yellow color means the yield of barley. The green color means we have plenty of forest and trees, and the red color is means the blood. I see in your flag there are two of them too. Where is that Lithuania? As you see, we are here, so between our neighbors in Baltic states, Latvia, Estonia. From another side, we have Poland and some part of Russia, Kaliningrad and Belarus. The population, as you see, we have about three times less than you have. As I know, you have about 10 millions. We have just about 3 millions. And the life expectancy in Lithuania, as you see, for men is 66 years. And now we are retiring, will be in the 65 years. So for retirement, we have just 1 year to get from government support, and you have to work all your time, all your life. We have the same parliament, democracy government as you have. Of course, we have NATO membership as you have the same, and EU members. The largest cities, we have a capital, Vilnius, with 500,000 inhabitants, and Kaunas, which I'm representing, the population is about 360,000. As you see, the Kaunas is in the, nearly in the center of the country. It's a good situation because between the capital and another city, which is on the coast, which is the port, Klaipeda. We have about 10 counties, and as you see, 48 rural local governments. Independence was restored in 1991, and so from that time we made clear progress in developing of market economy. Our currency is repaged from US dollar to euro, and in 2 years we expecting we change the currency directly to euro. Of course, growing of economy was interrupted because of global economic crisis. As you see, gross domestic product in 2011 it was 43 milliards. Now it's less. And there is agriculture in our own economy. As you see, we are just 4% in agriculture. But for agriculture, you will see in the next slide, it's working constitute about rural areas, 97% of total area. And agricultural unemployment constitutes around 12% of total employment, and it has the tendency to decrease. We have about 44% of arable land. Now we are on discussions. Can we sell a land for foreign people from European? As I know, our parliament
wants to extend
restrictions for buying foreign people land in Lithuania. And as you see, we have about 30% total area of county covered by forest. The main production in the farms are cereals, wheat, and triticale. In gross domestic product, the part of agriculture, as you see, was decreased from 9.4% up to 6%. And nearly all farms consist from family farms, as you see, 99 persons. Enterprises are only 0.6%. And as I mentioned, a little bit about Kaunas, the second biggest city in Lithuania. And this is my university, Aleksandras Stulginskis, in Kaunas. As you see, Kaunas is in the middle of Lithuania, and in that part is Kaunas, near the river Nemunas and Neris, we have a small district, Academia. In that district is located Aleksandras Stulginskis University. You see campus of that university with a central building, this faculty of mechanization, the faculty of water and land management and economy, exhibitions, fair, but you saw usually take place in that. Later I show some photos about these exhibitions. It's similar as you have tomorrow. There are some pictures from that exhibitions that was performed last year. And this year, during exhibition time, we have the snow, so there is no any animals or trees because not good weather for planting, only machinery. It's, as I mentioned, it's structural ASU campus map. It's some faculties under reconstruction. Faculty of Engineering is totally reconstructed. Now works are on this building and, of course, on the central building. Dormitory of students are totally reconstructed too. Little bit history. So we started as Department of Agriculture at Vilnius University in 1819. Later, Academy of Agriculture founded in another district. Only on after Second World War, Academy moved to Kaunas City, and in new buildings were built in 1964. And Academy in 1996 changed name to Lithuanian University of Agriculture, and 2 years before the title changed to Aleksandras Stulginskis University. Some pictures from history, so started, as you see, from that building, later when removed to outside the Kona city. It's in this, yeah. What is global changes at my university today? So one of the strange things for me, it was to hear that our web page is translated to Chinese language, because it's expecting in autumn time one group from China. Now, of course, we have some students from Kenya, Nigeria, and Congo, and some groups from particle students are coming from Kazakhstan. About faculties, as you see, we have five faculties together with some institutes. So my faculty, which I'm representing, is that one. Departments from last year were joined to universities, so the number of departments are reduced. And of course, we have some structural infrastructure units as Center of Physical Training and Sports, now it's under reconstruction, Park of Agriculture Science and Technologies. Of course, as every university has a library, an experimental and practical training center. I will show some more pictures. As you see, the total number of students are nearly 5,000. Pedagogical staff about 415. And the main part of students are bachelor's study students, and PhD students are about 90. About pedagogical staff, the main part, one third, as you see, is associated professors. Study programs for bachelor is now for full-time studies is 4 years. Part-time students are studying 5 years. Later, they can continue studies in master science, of course, for 2 years. After finishing master's science studies, postgraduate studies for 4 years. Now it's practical to things to change study programs in bachelor studies up to 3.5 years. Because from applied sciences universities usually come students after 3 years studies, and they want to go to directly to master studies. They have 1 year for compulsory disciplines to have the same level as students finish at bachelor studies at my university. And of course, it's in plans to reducing up to 1.5 year master studies and PhD studies up to 3 years. About some basic programs in bachelor studies, as you see in each faculty, we have some study programs. I will show later how many of them are translated into English and joined to Vivanova universities. As at my faculty, the main study program is hydraulic engineering and land management. In master studies, we have a little bit less study programs and the same hydraulic engineering and land management study program is at my faculty. For doctoral studies, usually we have just 4 branches, and the main part is in transport engineering or agronomy. So from 40 undergraduate and postgraduate study programs are 20 taught in English. And of course, we have bilateral agreements between about 80 universities around the world. Joint international study programs we have Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences and Estonian University of Life Sciences. And 4 new joint programs are coming soon. International programs for students are presented, as you see. The main focus now is biomass and engineering. From my faculty, we offering hydraulic engineering. In master level, you see what kind of sciences degree you can get when studying at my university. PhD study programs, of course, environmental engineering is the most popular study program as an agronom. The partner universities are, as I told, are all around the world. Their main research profiles are in bioresources and renewable energy. And a little bit about exhibitions. As I mentioned, the same exhibition as you have tomorrow, we have 2 times per year. during springtime bat expansion calls that you saw. And of course, during autumn time, we have a solution cycle because in the springtime, the exhibition is bigger because a lot of machinery are placed all around all university. And during autumn time, we want to buy some products from farmers. And we have an exhibition solution cycle. After classes, of course, we have an chorus and dance group and theater, about more than 20 sports activities. As you see, one face here is from teachers between universities. We have in basketball 19 years competitions from 12 universities in Lithuania. So it's basically all facts I said about my university. Just quickly going to research fields. Maybe somebody of you will find something interesting to you. And we will try to make some conduct. And I haven't mentioned, we have for experimental activities volley Nemunas. It means our laboratories will be will have accreditation and can produce a lot of research work with legislation and with certificates. It's Alexander Stulginskis is member, of course, of few concerns I will show later about our pilot farm. We have about 420 hectares, and as you see, basically facts on the slide. And the experimental station, of course, mainly acting students from Faculty of Agronomy. And of course, we have some participation with some students and teachers exchange programs in international research programs. Of course, the main thing is participation in Baltic Sea research program, some in cooperation with industrial companies, the study level and social partners are taken from these companies. And it is about 50 universities abroad as bilateral agreements. As I mentioned before, we have some joint programs. And of course, international activities, it's in between Nordic countries and Central and Eastern Europe countries are too. The main facts, how many students are outgoing per year, it's about 40-60. Incoming, as you see, half of them are less. Teachers are going about the same amount of students, and visiting our countries, teachers a little bit less. As I told, Alexander Stulginskis is Bova University Network members, together, of course, with Estonian University of Life Sciences, Latvia University of Agriculture, and Lithuanian University of Health Sciences. Because now Veterinary Academy in my country became a part of University of Health Sciences. About international study programs, I have been spoken about cooperation too. Just membership in international organizations were on this slide. Thank you for kind attention.